It is 8:16 and time for tips for hardy gardeners. Tom Casper is joining us, as he generally does every other Monday. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Christine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And as a gardener, I was pleased with that rain that we got last night. It kind of seems like we've had, you know, we seem to have very nicely spaced rain this year. A few dry periods, but otherwise not too bad.
Yeah, exactly. We've had some very nice rains yesterday. Woke up to almost an inch and a half of rain yesterday I had in my rain gauge. And then last night's storm, probably another half inch or so of rain. So that's quite a bit of moisture in the ground at a pretty good rate. So a lot of it got into the ground, into our plants. And it's important this time of year for many reasons. One of them is for those of us that love our trees and shrubs, they're already preparing for their displays for next year. You know, and we see some of the early signs of fall upon us. Some of the colors are already starting to change. But we also see, if you start looking at some of our trees and shrubs, they're already starting to set their buds for next year. And especially those early season blooming ones like azaleas, rhododendrons, lilacs, things like that. So this moisture that's coming now is perfect for us for nice blooms for next year.
Well, is there anything else we need to think about or that we should be doing for those kind of plants, thinking ahead for next year right now, or, you know, fertilizing or anything like that, or does that come at a different time?
Yeah, you could do a little bit of fertilizing, but in most cases, it's generally not necessary. One of the things you could be doing is if possible, removing any of the dead wood or damaged wood out of those plants. So, especially broken branches and stuff like that, that might impact or restrict the growth of that plant into the future. So a good cleanup, pruning out of those dead things, but definitely not any kind of surface pruning because you'll be removing those flower buds. So not doing that. So when you first opened, you mentioned that we did go through a couple of dry periods, and certainly our July and into early August was pretty dry and lots of heat. So those folks that with community gardens like me and several hundred other people, water was a limiting factor in those gardens. But if you were able to get water to them and keep those plants growing and surviving, now the water that we've been getting now the last month or so is, as you mentioned, perfect for those plants to be setting lots of produce for us. So I've been watching my corn and potatoes and tomatoes and a variety of other things in the garden, and in the last few weeks have really been putting on lots of size because of this moisture that we've been getting. So getting out, making sure you can harvest those things, beating the various other things that have been watching your produce get ripe. I know I've battled raccoons, and it seems like they know better than I know when the corn is ready.
I believe I saw a picture on Facebook of you saying you were going to camp out by the corn. That was you. Now I'm curious about corn. I've tried to grow that here a couple of times. I've always lived sort of nearish the lake, so I'm thinking that might be something that works better farther away from the lake. Is that fair? But is that a very easy crop to grow up here, or are there any particular tricks that it takes to make it happen?
No particular tricks, but again, you're very observant. Good morning for that, huh?
I'm observant that my corn really stank when I tried to grow it near the lake a couple times. So
yeah, it does need a certain amount of heat, and depending on the type of summer that we have, everybody's corn in the area may not do well, or it may do well, just depending on the amount of heat. Now, this summer we've had really for corn an ideal growing season for the most part. We've had plenty of heat, plenty of sunshine, and if you got water to it, they've done pretty well. So it was an ideal summer for that. We had plenty of days over 80 degrees, so we've got good growth. It started slow, but it caught up. Now, other summers, as you know, having lived in Duluth for a while, we could have lots of overcast days and winds or cooler winds off the lake and struggle with all of our produce, and corn is probably the leader of that. So,
and that one's not as easy, you know, like tomatoes and eggplant, you can kind of cover them in a hoop house or something. It's easier, but I don't see much of that at, corn planted, you know.
Not under a hoop house. Yeah.
Yeah. So it kind of seems like that's just a tricky one. You just have to have the weather or forget it.
Yeah, exactly. So, and this year was one of those good ones. And if people look for when they're buying corn, make sure you're buying, when you're looking at the rack, the varieties that ripen in under 80 days kind of thing, you know, 70 to 75 days is ideal. Because there are some corn varieties that need 85 to 90 days. And that just is really hard for us to hit here. And that really kind of goes for a lot of our vegetables when we're picking them off of the rack each spring is to go for those shorter ripening day interval kinds of things. So they're, you have a better chance of getting produce. So, you know, and as we start to roll into fall here and things start to eventually die down, it doesn't look like we have frost for a while. But doing a lot of your soil amendments this fall to prepare your garden for next year is really money in the bank, or it's a good thing for our garden. So getting leaves and composting them into your garden or turning them into your garden and building that soil structure, we really want about 8 to 10% organic matter in our soil, and most of our native soils are not even half of that. So building that soil, doing things to improve it, are going to pay dividends down the road as we continue to garden on it and replenishing those nutrients in the soil that the plants have drawn out as they've grown this year. So,
if we can take a break long enough from preserving, canning, freezing, all that stuff, those are other things we can do. Work on amending that soil, prune those shrubs, the dead spots from the shrubs, a couple of other tasks we can take on.
Yeah, there's not a day off in the garden, is there?
Not at all. Well, thank you so much, Tom. You've inspired me. I think I might try corn again next year. It's short season.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the pictures.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thank you. Have a good day.
That is Tom Casper. He is a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society and our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, Monday mornings on Northland Morning.